Blog Talk Radio.
Six Eyes Radio. Six Eyes Radio members Natina Reed of the group Black. Six Eyes Radio members of the group Black. Call 24-243-9617. Six Eyes Radio. Six Eyes Radio. Six Eyes Radio members Tina Reed of Black. Call the numbers 424-243-9617.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
We're still fighting our way back from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Our businesses have created almost 4.3 million new jobs over the last 27 months, but we're still not creating them as fast as we want.
The president's jobs plan would put teachers, firefighters, police officers, and construction workers back to work right now. And it's paid for by asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more. But Congress refuses to act. Tell Congress we can't wait.
Thank you.
Six Eyes Radio. Six Eyes Radio, remembering the Tina Reid of the group Black. On the phone, I have her, was her personal assistant, Kia.
Hi, everyone.
All right, thank you for taking time out of your schedule.
You're welcome. I wouldn't have missed it.
I am so sorry for your loss. She was a beautiful person. I got to meet her, full of life.
Yes, she was, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate you dedicating the show to her tonight, too. It really means a lot. I'm quite sure if any of her family members or any of her friends are tuned in right now, I'm quite sure they would really, really appreciate you dedicating the show to her because, you know, it is tough, but I am glad that I had the opportunity to work with her. She was my friend and also like my sister. You know, we spent a lot of time together, you know. And Tran, if you're listening, we sure miss you, little man.
There is a war on hope, and we do want to protect our job.
Yes. Tell me some, she was full of life. Tell me some fun times, you know, some good memories that you remember.
Well, we had a lot of fun memories together. I think my favorite memories each and every day when we were together, either, you know, we had our own little slumber parties. Her and Trin would be at my house eating dinner. We would ball up on the couch or we would play around, or, you know, the kids and I would go over to her apartment and we'll just play around and we'll do things like, you know, she really saw something in my son, which she tried to develop a music group probably less than a year ago. And we would go over there and play around and record in the kitchen and play with the dog Jigga. And it was just a good, fun time. And, you know, her last words to us was, you know, I love y'all, you know. And then after that, all I can do is remember her smile. And then, you know, we get this tragic news about her death, you know, and it has really, really struck all of us, you know, real hard, you know. But I definitely appreciate the time that I did. Me and the kids spent time with her. We love her. We miss her. And like I said, Trin, you know, your mom asked me a long time ago, she was like, if anything ever happened to me, Kia, would you take care of my son or help? And I was like, sure. And she was like, yeah, and I would do the same for Destiny DeJuan and Des Monet and for you all too. You know, so, you know, I just really miss her. You know, it's just the smell, the touch, you know, her voice. Yes. But, you know, she was full of life. She was really full of life.
Yeah, she was a great talent. She was definitely a great talent, and she stood out. I had good times, you know, with her, you know, in that December when I came down and met you all. And,
yeah.
Very,
we did have fun.
Yes, very down to earth, very full of life. So her legacy lives on. She'll never be forgotten, forever in our hearts. So,
right.
To her fans, to her family, my prayers go out to you at this difficult time. My prayers go out to you, Kia, your family.
Thank you.
At this difficult time, and we'll get through this. I mean, you know,
yes.
She's gone, but not forgotten in our hearts. And even with us more so now, you know, in her passing. If any of her fans want to call in, the number is 424-243-9617. Any of her fans around the world want to call in and, you know, give good memories, call in and do so. Anything you want to share, we're going to get through this. Are we going to go to one of her songs? This is Six Eyes Radio.
I want to know why you're the one.
Size Radio. Six Size Radio remembers Natina Reed of the group Black. Call the number is 424-243-9617. Her fans, her family, her friends. She'll never be forgotten. Six Size Radio. And we're back, Six Size Radio. This is her personal assistant, was her personal assistant, Kia. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Charles.
It's okay. I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult. No apology is necessary. Like I said, we're going to get through this.
Yeah. I actually really like the song that you just aired on the radio. She used to sit and sing that song in the car because she knew that was one of my favorite songs that her and the group sung. I never really had the opportunity to meet Brandy and Shamar, but if you're listening, you know, my sympathy is with you as well because I know she was your sister as well as mine, you know. I'm quite sure the love was equal, but you all just spent a little bit more time than I did with her. But, you know, the love is still the same. But, yeah, I can just really remember the times where, you know, we used to ride in the car late nights and she used to just make up songs out of her head, you know. And I'd be like, Tina, you need to write it down, write it down, write it down. And, you know, she'd be like, I remember it. We'll do something when we get back to the house. And then, you know, I'd be like, okay, sing me the song you were singing in the car. And she's like, I don't remember. You know, it used to be so funny because she would just hear things in her ear. Or hear things or sounds in her head, and she'll just make up a song that fast. You know, it was really amazing. But, you know, some of the songs that I did like, she used to sing to me in the car, you know, and we just used to just have fun. We just really used to have fun. You know, she shared a lot of things with me, you know, and I was just honored to work with her. You know, I love her to death.
Yes.
I love her to life.
Yes, yes. And to the group, prayers go out to you as well. Please keep her memory alive, and I know you will. Six Size Radio, we'll be right back after this song. Six Size Radio remembers Natina Reed.
Moving on, you've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why. And now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine. have someone who loved me for me. There ain't no replacement. It either is or it ain't.
What? Yeah. Like I do, baby. And she don't go the room like I do.
Six Eyes Radio remembers Natina Reed in Black. Call the number is 424-243-9617. Fans, family, if you want to call in, do so. Tell some good memories about a woman that was full of life, full of energy, down to earth, Natina. Call in and share your good memories. 424-243-9617.
You know, sometimes it can fool you into believing you're on top of the world. No one can top you or stop you. And everything you've ever wanted is right at your fingertips. But as always, reality steps in and shocks you right back into the present. And all you can do is ask yourself over and over, why? What happened to the love that brought us both so much joy and happiness? Hey, I know things change, people change, but this hurts. I mean, really hurts. I guess it all boils down to the fact that we really didn't know each other anyway, huh? Yeah, I know. Say, wait a minute. Let me tell you exactly how I feel, okay?
Today I'm just a lonely man, but tomorrow I'll be a king. Blessing all my subjects, cast afar insecurities. The whole wide world will watch me as I walk up to my throne. Knights in shining armor stand around to heed my call.
Six Eyes Radio, show dedicated to Natina Reed of Black, passed away. Prayers go out to your family, Corrupt. Prayers are with you, your family, your son, Trent, your family, your friends. It's a great loss. It's a great loss. Prayers go out to her family, her friends, her fans. And we're back with Kia, Size Radio.
Yeah, I do agree with Charles. I did want to say that in the beginning, but I got sidetracked from, you know, the questions that he was asking me about the good times we had. And Tamara, you know, Miss Tamara, if you are listening, which is Natina's mom, I do want to, you know, I send my sympathy with you, to you and the family, and Dwight, which is her uncle, Derek, which is her other uncle, and Trin and Corrupt, you know. I send my prayers out to you and my sympathy, and I will be seeing you all tomorrow at the funeral, and then I'll speak more in detail with you guys then. But, yeah, it is a great loss. I miss her. And like I said, you know, at least I have some type of memory to hold on to, and I'm ever so thankful that God sent her in my path just for that. You know, everything is reason, a season, and a lifetime, you know, and we only had her for a season, but it was a great season that we did have her.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And she's in our hearts forever.
Yes.
Gone, but not forgotten. So, to her family, Corrupt, Trin, her cousins, her aunts, her uncles, everybody whose lives she's touched, prayers go out to you at a difficult time. And a little later, we're going to have her protege, 15-year-old. And this guy's phenomenal. I mean, 15-year-old Dewan. He got a treat for y'all. And something that's going to make her smile and make us all smile during this time. So that's coming up a little later. So anybody call in, 424-243-9617. Any stories you want to share, do so. You want to give your condolences, 424-243-9617. Reverend Natina Reed of Black, Six Eyes Radio. My ups and downs. Remembering Latina Reed of the group Black, true queen, a true friend, down-to-earth person, you will greatly be missed, but you'll never be forgotten. You're in our hearts. To the group, to your family, your friends, your fans, heart goes out. Six Eyes Radio. Six Eyes Radio remembers Natina Reed of Black. Call the numbers 424-243-917. As I told you earlier, I have a treat for you. I have a tribute. Now keep in mind, 15 years old, her protege, I bring you Dewan.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. I'm good.
All right. 15 years old. Nice pen. Nice pen. See, I came with a song in less than 30 minutes after hearing the devastating news. Shit world. Ladies and gentlemen, the world, I bring you Dewan Brackens, 15 years old, Natina's protege. So when did you first know that you had the knack to want to rap? How did you get into it?
When I got into it, I never forget it. It was I met up with Natina one day when I was playing outside. I met up with her and we was chilling, well, you know, sitting down at the back of a truck or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I never knew who I was by until she told me. She really told me who she was, and then she asked me did I rap or whatever, and then I had just started. And so uh-huh. I told her yes, so I rapped my little song to her or whatever. And then when I was done with my song, she was like, well, I see you got some confidence in you, whatever. And I was like, yeah. And then she just wanted she wanted to put a group together for me, a rapping group or whatever. And I was like, well, I would really like that or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we was working on that. And then, like, we just kept working on it, and I just kept writing. And then the idea just came along of me rapping, and I wanted to be an artist, and now I still do want to be an artist.
And you know what? You're going to be an artist.
Thank you.
Not a problem. So, the world, I give you the tribute. Dewan Brackens, 15 years old. Yeah, be you ready?
All right. Rest in peace to Natina Reed, the protege of Left Eye. She got me rapping, and I got people to testify. No lie, it all started out in Winding River. I used to call myself Lil D till I got bigger. She had a bright mind with a heart made of glitter. She always told me I can make it, never be a quitter. I told her one day I'ma make it. Just sit back and watch. You develop. Superstar, now watch me pop. It ain't over, that's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over, cause your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive, never gone, and our hearts will miss you, Natina. We held you up to the most high. It ain't over, that's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over, cause your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive, never gone, and our hearts will miss you, Natina. We held you up to the most high. I remember the late nights we used to just chill, talking about how we gon' make my dreams come real. I used to hang out with her little son, Trent Brown. We used to kick it and just hang around. I was his big bro, and I never let him down. Gave him anything he wanted when I was around. Taught him a couple things about life, and now we can make it. Told him never give up on his dreams. He can make it. It ain't over. That's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over, cause your spirit looked through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive, never gone. In our hearts, we miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. It ain't over, that's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over, cause your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive, never gone. In our hearts, we miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. She taught me all about music and how I can write it, and one thing I knew for sure is that I was excited. I told about my life and about my plans. She started making me writing music, and now I can. It's just a part of me, and I'm never letting go. I'ma take it to the max till I can't no more. It ain't over, that's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over, cause your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive, never gone. In our hearts, we miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. It ain't over, that's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over, over, cause your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive, never gone in the heart. Submit you, Natina. We hold you up to the Most High.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Y'all hear that? It ain't over. It ain't over. Brother, that was excellent. That was excellent. Now you see, you have embodied her spirit.
Yeah.
Y'all be on the lookout for this young man. 15 years old. Excellent. Anything else you want to say? Any memories you want to share? Good time.
I just want to say rest in peace to Natina Reed. Shout out to the group Black. And my prayers are with you, Trin and Corrupt. And Tamara.
Definitely. Prayers are with you all. Corrupt, Mom, the baby, her family, her friends, her fans. Prayers are with you during this difficult time. So do y'all have like any goofy times, you know, where y'all weren't rapping or anything like that? Any little goofy things y'all used to do that you can remember?
Yeah, we used to do this one little dance she used to always do, and we used to all laugh to it. And we used to just do it back and have fun with her. And
uh-huh.
And then had the dog dancing. So everybody used to just laugh and play around.
Okay. Yeah, man. Those are what's gonna get you through. It's those fun times that's gonna get you through, man. And I want you to know you have a friend for life in me. And anything I can do to help you, man, you give me a call.
Okay.
All right, man. That was such a phenomenal rap. I may ask you to do that before we get off air. That's okay? I get you back to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 15-year-old Dewan Bracken. 15-year-old. So you can see you hear a lot from this young man. All right, man. Thank you for your time. And before we get out of here, I'm going to have you do that again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll be honored to do it.
All right, man. This is Six Eyes Radio. We'll be right back after this song.
Come true, for did my dream come true when I looked at you and made you true.
Radio, 6 Eyes Radio remembers Natina Reed of Black. Call the number is 424-243-9617. That was a phenomenal performance from the protege, DeJuan Bracken, 15 years old. 15 years old. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, once again, I wanted to say my prayers go out to her family. Trin, Corrupt, and Tamara. And I just wanted to say shout out to the group Black. And also her dad.
Yes, definitely. The whole family.
Yeah, the whole family.
Prayers go out to you all. My heart is so heavy right now. And she was a beautiful person. I had the pleasure of meeting her when I came to Atlanta. In December, full of life, full of life, full of energy. Definitely, definitely a beautiful person. And she will be missed, but she's not gone because she's in our heart.
Definitely.
And with that, we're going to get into some of her music. 6 Eyes Radio.
Look, this Black, this is Honey Daniels. She's
hey, girl.
The hottest choreographer, and they got this new video coming up, so I want you to show them some new stuff, show them some
stuff. All right.
You know. So we're going to get it popping, and she's going to do us
all right. I heard your record's hot. Let's go.
Definitely.
If you want some more,
it ain't me.
Sorry, you got the wrong one.
It ain't me.
I just came out to have.
We'll be right back, Six Eyes Radio. Six Eyes Radio remembers Natina Reed of Black. We'll be right back, Six Eyes Radio.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Remember, I'm Natina Reed, Six Eyes Radio. Call the numbers 424-243-9617. Or blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes.
Nothing that I wouldn't do. Go to the ends of the earth for you, to make you feel my love, to make you feel my love.
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we're LaVert too. You're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
It's the falling in love.
Radio remembers Natina Black. Call the number is 424-243-9617. Natina Rita Black, excuse me. Fans, family, you want to call in, get some good memories, do so. 424-243-9617. Six Eyes Radio.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your head. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. You can say whatever you like, as long as we just say goodbye. Blame it on me. Say it's my fault. Say that I let you outside in the cold with a broken heart. I really don't. I tried to see it through, I tried to make it to the finishing line. Oh, you thought it was meant to be, I admit so did I. Every once in a while you think you figured it out, sometimes you're not right. You can say whatever you like.
Radio. Six Eyes Radio. Remember, I'm Rita Black. And we do have a caller. Six Eyes Radio. State your name, where you're calling from, please.
Thank you. number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again. The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
Tina like to have fun. So this next song, I'm going to try to lift everyone's spirits.
You a bad girl and your friend's bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friend's bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh.
We like to party.
the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Ooh. You got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Ooh.
Welcome back to Six Eyes Radio. Remember, I'm a queen, a beautiful lady, down to earth, and fun, Natina Reed of the group Black. Prayers go out to the group, the family, the friends, the fans, her whole family, cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody, Corrupt, the baby, Tina, greatly missed, Kia, family, a protege, sis, Six Eyes Radio. Now we're back with Kia.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Well, as you can see, my son, Natina, really inspired DeJuan to get out there and really push yourself to write music. And I found it very amusing how she had such an impact on him because when he first started rapping, he really, you know, it was just for fun. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, after meeting Natina, it was almost kind of like a force.
Yeah.
She really spent a lot of time with him. And, you know, it's funny how we sit up and we can remember a lot of nights where, you know, we would be sitting on the couch watching a movie and then they'll just have their own little private time, you know, with
mm-hmm.
one another, and then they'll just get in there and she'll start teaching them little certain things about music and writing bars and beats, and, you know, you don't really have to have a beat to write music, you know. And it's funny because I, you know, grew up with a very phenomenal another young man, which a lot of you all don't know, but his name is Kelly Skinner, and he also has told my son the same thing, that you really don't have to write a beat, have a beat to write a song. You just write from your heart and, you know, just have the beat in your head. And that's basically what DeJuan does. You know, he really follows what Natina has installed in him, you know, and I'm greatly appreciated for that because, you know, she didn't, you know, she was into inspiring dreams of kids, you know, because, you
right.
know, everybody knows that she started her career as an actress and a songwriter when she was also young, you know, as well. So, you know, she really knew what to do to really, you know, get the kids riled up in the neighborhood. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah. And she had not only a great artist, why don't you let the world know her body of work? I mean, she was a busy lady.
Yeah, Natina, she did a lot of different things behind the scenes that a lot of people didn't know. She wrote a lot of different songs for TLC. She did some things with Missy Elliott. She did some things with Mary J. Blige. And the list goes on and on and on, you know. And also she did the kids' favorite movie, Bring It On. You know, she was the spunky fiery cheerleader with the group Black.
Yeah. Didn't have like barrettes or some bows or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was a firecracker of the group. But my daughter, you know, she just loves her to death. And it was funny when my youngest daughter, Des Monet, she met Natina for the first time. And it was funny because Natina used to walk around in a disguise, so a lot of people wouldn't know who she was at that particular
uh-huh.
time.
Uh-huh.
And when I first met Natina, I didn't even know who she was. I was like, you know, she came up, she was like, I'm from the group Black. I said, no, you're not. You're not from no group Black. I said, you don't even look like Natina Reed. And
uh-huh.
it was funny because she put her head in my car door and pulled her wig off a little bit and pulled the shades off. And my youngest daughter, who loves Natina, she just started hollering and screaming. She was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mommy is hurt. Oh.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Okay.
It was so
okay.
funny. So we shared that great experience, you know, and I'm happy that my kids had the opportunity to meet her as well. And my oldest daughter is so funny, you know. My daughter's 18 years old, and she also used to watch the movie as well. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, we just really had some great times together. We really, really did have some great times together, you know.
It sounds like
I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Sounds some good times. And hello to your whole family, kids, husband.
Hi.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. My prayers are with y'all at this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, like I said, she was a beautiful spirit. I got to meet her in December when I came down there. And a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was funny because that night that you met her, we all met. You know, you actually met me that night. And, you know, we stayed until the other set group of people came in. You know, we closed the little lounge down with the Jermaine Dupri talent show with Carol Owens and Juice. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And a lot of people, if you don't know who Juicy is, she's the assistant of the Brat. So, very phenomenal, strong woman. You know, we used to have a lot of great times down there at the Jermaine Dupri show. A lot of you all probably didn't know. You know, Natina, she did a lot of other things. You know, she hosted the talent shows and stuff, you know, giving kids inspiration and different tools that they could use at these shows to motivate these kids so they can see themselves being successful and taking it to the next level.
Right.
So that was a good thing.
Yeah. And one thing about it, she didn't hold no punches. I mean, she when she critiques you, she critiques you. You know?
Right.
It made for better. And I thought that was cool because, you know, if you're doing something wrong and nobody tell you, you're going to think it's right. And one thing with her, she was like, you know, wait a minute, stop, you know. And she would critique, but she would tell you why. You know, she would tell you why. She just wouldn't come down on you, you know.
Right.
She would tell you why, you know. Hey, do it like this, you know.
And not only did she critique you, she would actually take a piece of your performance and act it out and say, you should do it like this and you should do it like that. And she'll harmonize and go up there and perform with you, you know. So she's also a person who had the hands on, you know. She was a singer, a songwriter, an actress, you know, but she always act like a normal person, you know. Because behind all of the stardom, she is a normal person, just like you, me, and everybody else that's listening. She's just a normal person, you know, and that's how she preferred to be treated, you know, and that's what she did.
Right.
And speaking of that, you know, last year on her birthday, me, her best friend Hollywood, and a couple of more friends, we went downtown Atlanta last year, and we were walking the sidewalks, you know, just like normal people, and, you know, a couple of her fans seen her walking. They was like, oh, my God, can I hug you? And she just bust out laughing. She's like, sure, you can hug me. Come on over here. And she actually gave some things, you know, she had, she liked dark clothes. As we all know, she loved black. But she would give pieces of garments or, you know, whatever she had on to the fans to make them feel, you know, close to her or to give them something to remember her by or to remember that moment, which I thought that was real special.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful right there.
Yeah.
And, Our protege over there, you're going to be hearing a lot more from him. That's not the last you're going to hear of him, trust me.
Yeah, that's what he keeps saying.
No,
Mom, I'm going to keep going like Natina told me to.
I'm saying it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Charles.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a little down, so to the listeners, I do apologize, you know, for him being short, but, you know, he's still a little upset about her passing. You know, him and her were real tight. So, you know, please understand how, you know, he feels right now. But, you know, I think he's done a phenomenal job, you know, under the circumstances with everything going on. You know, it's very brave of him to get on the radio station and really share, you know, a little piece of the relationship between him and Natina. You know, a lot of people don't know, you know, outside of her stardom, she also had little areas or little pockets of her life where she had personal family and friends, or friends she called her family, and we just so happened to be that corner pocket. You know, mm-hmm. we stayed right, you know, in the same neighborhood, you know, and she basically stayed at my house.
Right.
You know, if we weren't at her house, she was at my house, and it was an everyday thing, an everyday thing. You know, we ate dinner, we cooked dinner together, go to the grocery store together, you know. And it was funny because a lot of times some people could see through her disguise, her wig and her big glasses. She'd be like, oh, my God, Kia, let's go. Let's hurry up and go. I mean, I can't even shop in peace. They just keep bugging me. That's why I always want to come to the grocery store at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Now you understand why I don't like coming to the grocery store. But, you know, we understand that the kids got to eat. You know, she was funny as well. So, right. You know, it's just those little things that I remember.
Okay.
You know, she would have us cracking up.
Were there ever a time where you all may have been out eating and, that, you know, that's the one thing I hate. You're out eating and you want to enjoy your food. But at the same time,
yeah,
somebody recognizes you can't.
I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
And you really can't enjoy that meal, but then you can't be rude either. You know, you ever
right.
had a moment like that?
No, when we were together, most of the time it was doing like little promotions for different foundations and different little hit TV, you know, shows that were behind the scene. And mm-hmm. basically, you know, she didn't really want to go out and sit and eat. What we did a lot of times is we just hit the fast food restaurants.
Okay.
You know,
what
so that's basically what we did, drive through. But it was funny because even if we went through the drive through, you know, the people would notice who she was on the passenger side. You know, I used to try to make her drive all the time. She was like, oh, no, I'm not going to drive. You're going to be the chauffeur for the night.
Ah, okay. What was her favorite restaurant?
I know we ate at McDonald's a lot. She liked chicken, you know. But other than that, I mean, she ate, but she really didn't eat. Her mom was always busy and wanting to work. You know, and I used to get on her about that all the time. Natina, did you eat today? Oh, I ate a little something, you know. But if we did eat, she'll take a piece of my chicken sandwich or some of my fries or, you know, let me have some of your juice or something like that. But, you know, she liked tea. I will tell you that. And she liked her little herbs that she was squirting her little water in the beginning of the day and drink it and try to make me drink the nasty stuff too. But, yeah, that was one of her things. Make sure you drink your water with your herbs in it this morning, you know. So, yeah, we had some good times, some real good times.
Yeah,
almost
definitely.
Seemed like yesterday.
And they're going to continue. I remember that night so vividly.
We had fun, didn't we?
yeah, we did. And I remember I said, I'm gonna play this song. I said, I'm gonna let her hear it anyway. She heard it. That's my first time meeting y'all, so I said, okay.
Hey.
Let y'all hear it.
Yep. And then what's so crazy, you know, after Natina died, we lost another good friend of ours 2 days later, Troy Singleton.
Definitely.
And that was a shock as well, you know. And Dave, if you're listening, you know, my prayers go out to you as well. You know, keep your head up. Everything's going to be all right, brother. And my prayers go out to his family as well, and his daughter and his wife, you know, brother, cousins, you know, all of you all out there, you know. My sympathy is with you because he also was a great person as well.
Yeah, I as well came down there. Another one, you know, cool brother, you know, cool Queen Cuba, you know. And prayers, like, you know, as Kia said, prayers go out to your family, your wife, your daughter, and your family. Rest in peace, brother. Definitely.
Yeah. And I give thanks to Natina as well, because she really put a lot of great people around me. I've had a great opportunity to meet some very powerful, phenomenal people, you know, that I've come across in the music industry. You know, you all have really blessed me in a lot of ways, you know, and I just thank you all for it. And I really thank Natina, because without her, I would have never met half of the people that I know now.
Yeah, you're definitely welcome. It was my pleasure. It was my pleasure. Yeah. And you know, it's funny how you meet somebody new, and then
right.
It's like you know them longer, or it seems as though you know them longer than your actual family member.
Right. I agree with that. But, you know, I am a people person, so it seems like, you know, I've had people say, oh, it seems like I've been knowing you for years, and that's kind of how me and Natina kicked it off. You know, we met one day, and it seemed like, you know, her exact words, we were all sitting in the back of her truck, you know, with the back of her truck up, you know, just sitting there watching the kids play around, you know, just having a good time. And she said, you know, I pick up a lot of times on people, and I know who's right and who's wrong. And she said, believe it or not, I really trust you. You are somebody who's real, somebody who I want to be around, you know. And that really meant a lot to me as well. But, yeah, you know, it is funny how you just meet somebody and it feels like you've been knowing them forever. You know, and that's the type of people I would like to be around as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. You hit it right on the head.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. And as you know, you all, please get out there. We got 4 days. Get out there, exercise your right. Vote.
Most definitely. I couldn't agree with you more. Vote.
Yes, and it's anyway beautiful, and still is a good person. Yeah, one thing about it, it's certain people you meet like that you won't forget, and she was one of the ones that you won't forget.
Right, like I said
beautiful
before,
spirit,
I had my top order.
Yeah.
So it's like you're having a bad phone connection here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's you're going in and out, but I'm
going
to stay on the line.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but to the group, again, you know, prayers go out to you as well. And keep Natina Marie alive, as I know you will. As I will. To her fans, know she loves you all dearly. Know that.
I'm trying to get my daughter to say something. She's just so upset. She's like, I can't do it, Mom. I can't do it. You sure you don't want to say anything before the show goes off there? It's okay if you cry.
It is.
It's okay. Tears are the healing of the soul.
Yeah.
That's how you get past it. And everybody who is out there hurting, you know, just know that tomorrow it will be a better day. And just look at it as if, you know, we have an angel watching over us, you know. So it's a negative, but it's also a positive behind every negative. So So,
exactly.
Okay, my oldest daughter, Charles, she wants to say something now. Her name is Destiny. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I just wanted to say my prayers go out to Corrupt and Tina's mom and family, and especially Trent. Trent is like family to us. So.
I know. It's okay. She was loved, and she loved you.
Yeah, Trent. If you listening, we still love you. You still our little cousin. Whenever you come back to Atlanta, you know, if you want to visit us, you can come. I really love you, Tina. She wasn't even like a friend. She was family. I look at her as like my auntie. I love her so much. Y'all just don't understand. Yeah, so
she loves you as well.
She loves you as well. Her family.
Yes.
Yeah, we all love Natina.
Yes, we do.
I'm glad we got a chance to spend time with her. It's just messed up because I actually go to school where she got hit at, and we on Friday I was here in the ambulances passing my school, and I just didn't know it was her.
Oh my God.
That guy hit.
My God.
So yeah, funny. That's all I wanted to say. Trin, I love you if you're hearing this.
We all love you, Trin.
I love Natina. Corrupt, if you're listening, I'm sorry, you know, for your loss. Her parents, her family, her cousins, the group Black, everybody. We love her, y'all, for real. We really love her.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Queen, and I'm here. I'm here for you.
Yeah, Charles, sorry about that. My other daughter, one that I told you about, actually started hollering and screaming when she finally got to meet one of her favorite actresses. She just walked in the door from a football game, and she's standing here smiling. Desmond, do you want to say anything?
I want to say, I'm sorry for everybody lost.
Hold on. You got to come to the phone.
I just want to say I'm sorry for everybody's loss and that we all love Natina. And, yeah, I hope she's in God's hands now and she's in a safe place and we all know she's okay. And to the group Black, to Corrupt, to Trent, we love you. We're here for you. We will pray for your family. And, yeah, I love you, Tita.
Yeah,
that was my little young one.
Okay, thank you, Queen. And let's all keep Natina's memory alive. We're going to get through this. And if anybody has anything, anybody on the line that want to say anything, I'm going to just go through the calls and see if anybody wants to say anything because she was greatly loved and she will be missed.
Yes.
Hold on for one moment. Yes, yeah, so Natina, your memory will definitely be kept alive. You will be in our hearts forever. You're gone but not forgotten. And prayers go up to your entire family, Corrupt, the baby, your entire family, cousins, your aunts, your uncles, everybody whose life you touched. Prayers go out and you will greatly be missed.
Yeah, and Charles, can I say something to you as well?
Before we go to her next song and before we end the show with DeJuan and his dedication to Natina, I just really want to thank you as well for even having a show for Natina. It really, really means a lot. And we're not so much worried about the people who are not able to call in tonight or tune in, but just know that this show will be re-aired. And if you are out there and you're listening, just know that Natina was a great person. We loved her very much. And again, our prayers go out to her family, her real family. We consider her as our real family, and I was her personal assistant for a very short time. But like I said before, I really enjoyed being around her and sharing that little piece of life with her. For about a year. So I just really want to thank you, Charles, for even considering and taking out your time in your radio station today to even do a dedication to Natina. I'm quite sure it means a lot to her family. It definitely means a lot to me and her family and friends.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Yeah,
I think we have someone that wants to say something. Hold on. You're welcome.
Yo, what's up?
Would you like to say something?
Yeah, this Twist calling from Cleveland. And I just want to let you know that a lot of prayers from where we are go out to her family, friends, loved ones, and just to let everybody know that celebrate her name and her love that she had for the craft that she had, as well as the people that she was around, and to let them know that she's in a better place and you will see her again. As long as you keep her memory alive and just do what you do to strive and stay faithful in the Lord and keep her with you, it's going to be hard, but you will get through it. And as long as you keep her memory in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul, everything will be okay. And I just wanted to say that I enjoyed her music the times that I got a chance to hear it, and I wish that I was able to know her like everybody else did, but I knew her through her music. So I just wanted to say from everyone in Cleveland that we enjoyed her and we're going to miss you, and you are now one of God's angels, and we know that you are looking down upon us smiling, letting us know that everything's okay and I'm in a better place, and rejoice me, not in tears but in love. And that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
That was nice.
Yes. As you can see, you are loved. And you are ever loved. Natina Reed, the group boy. A beautiful queen, forever in hearts. We're going to get through this. God bless. Take care. We'll be able to hear this show again for all our family, friends, fans whose lives she's touched. Before we go, we're going to have Protege, DeJuan.
I'm here.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Rest in peace to Natina Reed, the protege of Left Eye. She got me rapping in. I got people to testify. No lie, it all started out in Winding River. I used to call myself Lil D till I got bigger. She had a bright mind with her heart made of glitter. She always told me I can make it, never be a quitter. I told her one day I'ma make it. Just sit back and watch. You develop the superstar, now watch me pop. It ain't over. That's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over because your spirit lived for me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive, never gone. In our hearts, we miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. It ain't over. That's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over because your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive. Never gone in our hearts. We miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. I remember the late nights we used to just chill. Talking about how we gonna make my dreams come real. How you hang out with her little son, Trent Brown. We used to kick it and just play around. I was his big bro. And I never let him down. Gave him anything he wanted when I was around. Taught him a couple things about life and how we can make it. Told him never give up on his dreams. He can make it. It ain't over. That's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over because your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive. Never gone in our hearts. We miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. It ain't over. That's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over because your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive. Never gone in our hearts. We miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. She taught me all about music and how I can write it. And one thing I knew for sure is that I was excited. I told about my life and about my plans. She started making me writing music, and now why can't? It's just a part of me, and I'm never letting go. I'ma take it to the max till I can't no more. It ain't over. That's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over because your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive. Never gone in our hearts. We miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. It ain't over. That's what Natina used to say. Still ain't over because your spirit lived through me. Every day you're in the sky, still alive. Never gone in our hearts. We miss you, Natina. We hold you up to the most high. Rest in peace, Natina Reed.
Thank you. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles, for giving me the opportunity to share this.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, my brother. A beautiful queen. Natina Reed, gone but never forgotten. To her family, her entire family, her fans, her friends. Gone but never forgotten in our hearts. To the group Black and everybody whose lives she's touched around the world. Beautiful queen, gone but never forgotten. I'm Six Eyes. God bless.
Good and better. what I believe in.
Look, this Black, this is Honey Daniels. She's
hey, girl.
The hottest choreographer. And they got this new video coming up, so I want you to show them some new stuff. Show them some
stuff. All right.
You know. So we're going to get it popping, and she's going to do her thing.
All right. I heard your record's hot. Let's go.
Definitely.
Seems so confused, you can't understand how my diamonds do blue. But
if you want some more. Sorry, you got the wrong one. I just came out to have fun. Go and find another one. I don't like what you're kicking, son. I'll leave. Cause even if I leave alone, I'm good. And even if you come along, I'm good. Don't mean a thing to me, cause I'm good. With or without you. If you wanna play games with me, then I'm good. Say what you do for me, then I'm good. Even if you ain't with me, Kenny Paint, and I still won't see you. Throwback, Mr. Dickie. She hates me cause I'm nice to put a mic on. Twice the size of rice, my flow speaks to the mic. Brain dead, you need sense like 50. Cause you don't truly love me like Bobby. No.
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we're LaVert, too. You're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
Yo, what's up? This is Tweety. You're listening to my uncle, Six Eyes, on Six Eyes Radio, baby.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
We're still fighting our way back from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Our businesses have created almost 4.3 million new jobs over the last 27 months, but we're still not creating them as fast as we want.
The president's jobs plan would put teachers, firefighters, police officers, and construction workers back to work right now. And it's paid for by asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more. But Congress refuses to act. Tell Congress we can't wait.
Get out there and vote. God bless.